Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Passionate Living. This is such an exciting show tonight because I'm interviewing somebody who is so unique and so completely aligned with how to lead and live a passionate life, a glorious life, an incredible life, and one through art and photography. It's just absolutely spectacular. Tonight we are speaking with Yelena Yantaba, and she is a photographer of joy. She has the ability to take the essence and the spirit and the soul of someone's life and bring it to film, to photography, and to the world as we see it. Yelena, it's such a joy having you with us tonight.
It's my joy and delight to be on your show, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I am such a huge fan of your work, and I have been for years. And what you do is so special and so extraordinary. And what I love to do with a show like this is to ask the did you know question. When you were a little girl, when you were 6 or 7 or 8, and other little girls wanted to be either like a beauty princess or a mom or a veterinarian or something. Was there something in you that was attracted to beauty or to photography or to images at that time? Or was it something you fell into at a different point in your life?
Yes, to beauty and to art, not photography. But since I was, I don't know, 4 or 5, I used to, like, draw. And my drawings, I remember, were, like, winning all these children drawing competition. I just loved to draw. And I used to draw fairy tales that I would see on television. So that was one of my passions. And another one, I used to make dresses for my dolls. Like, I used to sew. And these two, like, passions that I had as a child, later on in my life, transformed to what I do now in my photography business, because not only I photograph my subjects, I dress them up. I provide the dresses. So I think it comes from childhood.
that's so beautiful. I love the fact that there was something in you that was so attracted to not only seeing beauty, but creating it. The fact that you're making these little dresses or that you were drawing things that you saw, because you have an eye like nobody's eye. When I knew that you were going to be on the show, I went back and I was reliving some of your work. And I was looking at some of your pictures, and they actually, you have a visceral and an emotional response. It's almost like you want to jump out of your seat and dance around wherever you are, or just throw your hands in the air. Just your photographs, it just invokes something inside of you.
Aww, thank you, Nicole.
So how did that world start? How did you get into the photograph, the photography, or, wanting to take pictures of people?
Oh my God! How did it start? Photography been my hobby since I was a teenager. Since I was probably 15, 16, young teenager. I remember, back then it was everything on film. So I remember I had like semi-professional Soviet camera that was a gift from my uncle, actually, because he knew I have this, passion for photography. So he gave me like semi-professional camera. And I was just photographing my friends. But what is so funny looking back, basically a couple decades back now, that like I remember in the middle of the night, I would develop these black and white films and like dealing with all these chemicals in the bathroom while my mom would be sleeping, because it had to be like when it's dark, so it was only time when I could do it in the night, you know. And I was like a magician, you know, like alchemist mixing with chemicals. So yeah, this is when it started a long time ago. And for a long time ago, it just was my hobby, because photography is my second career. My first career, I used to be a university teacher back in my country. And only when I relocated to the United States, that's when I started to do photography professionally, because I relocated here in 2002, and I checked with the local university if they needed, because this is my educational background. I can be a teacher. I can teach Polish, Russian, Belarusian, three languages. So I checked with the local university, and we didn't need any teachers for next 3 years. So I had nothing to do, basically. I wasn't going to work with my, like, educational background, like, go work in McDonald's or something, because I almost have PhD in Slavic languages. I have master's degree and almost PhD, everything but dissertation. So I'm like, okay, that's a chance for me when I become serious about my passion. It's been, like, photography. It's been my passion for so long, and I just got serious. I remember for 2 years, I was photographing everyone for free, like 2002, 2003, 2004, a little bit, and then I finally opened my business. So for 2 years, I was just, everyone, I was photographing for free, building my portfolio and just like self-teaching myself, basically. Yeah, wow. This is how it all started.
That's so extraordinary. I mean, and I was reading your bio that you speak 4 languages, you've been in 19 countries. I mean, it really is a remarkable life.
Yes. Living coming from Eastern Europe, yeah, it's, I think we travel more there. It's easier, like all these countries close to us, all these European countries. So, yeah, I travel a lot, and yes, I do speak 4 languages.
And your photographs, there's something about them that captures someone's spirit and their soul. It's not even, I mean, there's so much beauty, and you have people in fields of flowers and dancing and fairies and angels and beauty goddesses and light and energy. But the essence of their being and their soul comes out. I've never witnessed anything like it before, where you actually can see like someone's heart or someone's laughter or someone's spirit or someone's connection to the universe or the planet through a picture.
Thank you, Nicole. I've been told that people say that about my photography art. And I believe it's not me, you know, it's a gift. I was given this gift, you know, it's like divine gift. It just comes through me. It just comes through me. That's all I can say.
And then how did you get on the goddess train?
Because of my cultural background, we see women differently in my culture. So it's my country, you know, like I grew up in Soviet Union when there was no religion during Soviet Union. And then, of course, we came back to religion, to Christianity after Soviet Union collapsed. However, somehow, even through 70 years, like these few changes, political changes in my country, somehow all this connection preserve, you know, connection to God, Christianity, but not only that, very strong pagan connection in my culture. So basically Christianity and pagan religion, they are intertwined in my country, in my culture. So this is how we see women, like women in my culture, in literature, in poetry, would be compared to, like, it would be normal to say, like, oh, this woman, she is a goddess from the forest. she's a forest nymph or something like that, like very poetic. Plus, of course, I used to be a poet myself, and she's why I end up, you know, studying Slavic languages and literature. It's my other passion, right? So because I read so much poetry and literature, so it's like totally different point, totally different view of a woman, right? Just seeing a woman as a goddess. And then like another big influence, as I mentioned before, as a child, I just read so many all these Eastern European Slavic fairy tales and mythology, which is different, similar but different than, you know, Western mythology like Greek or Roman. There are similarities, but very different. So anyway, all this my cultural background, and then I came to America, and I see how women just don't love themselves, have like so much body issues, you know, how they constantly push down themselves, how they've been hard on themselves, mostly about the way they look. And I literally experienced cultural shock because of that. You know, because in my country, it's rare woman you will hear that she's unhappy with the way she looks. Rare. And here, it's like I will have clients who come to me or my friends, whichever, and I will give them a compliment, and they will not be able to receive a compliment. Like I will say, oh, you have a beautiful eyes, you have beautiful hair, you have beautiful body, and they will like be not accepted, like they will literally not be able to receive this compliment. And I remember it was a shock for me, and I noticed that over and over and over again. And then I decided, basically, I had to change it because it just bugs me. Like, you know, my mom, she, like, I remember her being in her 40s, 50s, 60s. She's like, and she's not, like, skinny or anything, but, like, she's just in love with herself, with the way she looks. And she's probably, by American what size she is, probably, like, size 14, 16. And just she loves herself. It's like, any stage of her, like, any age, any, like, her body changes. She's like constantly in love with herself. So I think my mom was like inspiration, you know. She just would look at herself in the mirror, just admire herself. And like I grew up watching that. So like I would remember my mom and like compare, you know, these women, how like American women, how they've been programmed with like standard, unachievable standards in mass media that comes from magazine, right? So I'm like, I have to change that. And I felt like it's like my mission to help women to be more accepting of the way they look, their bodies, and just help them be loving and help, like, fall in love with themselves. So I took on a mission to do that through my photography art and portraying women as goddesses.
That's so beautiful. And I want to talk more about the goddess. I know we're jumping to the break in just one second. And I'd love to be able to talk more in the goddess. And I love the fact that you say it's so rare for, you know, women in other countries to be unhappy with their bodies. And here it's like the normal. And so there's something in that that I'd really like to dive into when we come back. Yeah. So more with Yelena talking about photography and joy and goddess and light and beauty and glory and self-worth and self-love when we return here on Passionate Living.
Some days I know that we'll be separated, but it won't be because we're out of love. 'Cause love is not a feeling or a fading substance, it's a choice to make and not choose us.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living, talking with Yelena, photography, joy, of happiness, of exuberance, of light, of beauty and grace. And right before the break, Elena, we were talking about body image, which is something that is so interesting to me. And you were sharing that in many other cultures and countries, that it's so rare for people to be unhappy with their bodies. And I love the fact that you were saying how your mom loved her body and that you grew up with such a fine example of somebody who had self-worth and self-beauty and self-value, and how interesting it is to come to a country like America where seemingly we have everything except happiness, except self-value and self-worth, and people want to be different than who and what they are. And I myself find that absolutely extraordinary. And I'd love to talk a little bit more about that. And so when people come to you to be photographed, do you hear their inner dialogues with themselves about how they're unhappy with themselves?
Yes, I can see, you know, even like the way they talk about themselves. Yes, and I like gently like make a suggestion, oh, maybe try not to use this word when you speak about yourself, you know. And it's just like, it's the whole process, whole experience when someone comes to me for goddess embodiment, for the experience, you know, it starts first, we meet, we have a long conversation, usually an hour or an hour and a half, sometimes even 2 hours. Sometimes women want to like share with me all their life story and what drew them to me, and why they finally decide to do something like that, because like we never heard about that. But when they like match me somewhere or heard me speaking, because I do speaking engagements, I do speak about women being goddesses. So when they come to me, we talk a lot about that. And what else important, it's like women, I help them get in touch with their divine feminine essence, also like by providing the beautiful dresses I have in my collection. You know, I have women who maybe didn't wear any dress for 5-10 years, you know, because they became mom and they taking care of children, husband, family, so they kind of neglected themselves. And then I have, you know, 128 dresses in my collection. And when they see that, it's just like their playful side comes out, like their little girl inside of them comes out, you know, their like true, true feminine essence. So that's very helpful as well. And of course, some like guidance and coaching from myself. So it's like before photo session, then during photo session, my guidance and coaching and helping them to get in this loving and accepting state. And of course, being in nature helps, because everything I do is in nature.
That's just incredible. You know, I love your fairies and your angels and the fact that you have all these outfits. And so when people are coming to you, I've seen beautiful children that you've photographed, or mothers and daughters, and that, you know, are people coming to you for the same way someone would come for boudoir photography, to do like a scintillating, beautiful, this I want to be able to capture this moment in my life when I look this beautiful and this perfect? Or is it to be free for the first time and have a picture of their soul? Or is it to be branded in a business where somebody can see them as something just extraordinarily special and beautiful?
Yes, I do all the types of these portraits that you just mentioned. It can be branding photography for, you know, heart-centered spiritual woman entrepreneur. It can be mothers and daughters dressed up as angel fairies, goddesses, It can be sensual, nude photography. And for me, when I say goddess photography or like sensual photography, for me it's different than boudoir photography, because boudoir photography is it's about bringing out your sexual essence, which is great, of course, but also very needed. But like what I do with goddess images, and it's usually with all these beautiful dresses, or it can be partially nudes. It's mostly about bringing out your divine feminine essence. And again, it's like for me, huge part of what I do is being in beautiful natural settings, because I believe when a woman connects to nature, like deeply connects to nature, then divine part of herself comes forward.
That's so special. And tell me about the children, because I looked at just some precious, beautiful little angelic children that you've also worked with.
Yes, for little girls, it's also like, you know, very important from a young age to have these portraits, because portraits is a physical manifestation, physical confirmation of a young girl's beauty and her self-esteem, you know, because young girls or even teenage girls, right, they have no idea whether or not they're beautiful. They just have no clue, right? I mean, like, they love themselves, that's period, but they don't know if they're beautiful, because I remember I've seen TED talk about teenage girls like making a post on social media and asking everyone, please tell me if I'm beautiful. I didn't know, like girls being 15, 16. So think about young girls who like 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, whatever, 15 years old, and they don't know, right? But then they see this portrait of themselves being an angel, dress up as an angel, or fairy, or little princess, or little emerging goddess, and we see that it just like download in their subconscious mind, I am beautiful. And this is this idea was born actually from my own experience. When I was 16 years old, this is actually how my love to photography started. I was 16 years old. I had no idea if I'm beautiful or not. I had no clue. And I remember I went to a professional studio, simple, nothing fancy, studio, black and white portraits. And I remember just going to one portrait. But I remember looking at this one portrait, and like huge shift, like something like clicked in me, like shift. I'm looking at his portrait and like, oh my God, I am beautiful. Like I didn't have this experience looking in the mirror at myself every day. It's totally different. But then when I looked at his photograph, something shifted, and this is how I realized I am beautiful. And ever since, I carry this belief with me. I am beautiful. And a woman who has this belief, she carries herself differently for life than a woman who doesn't have this belief. So, like, this is why I do it for little girls, this photograph, you know, so they can see how beautiful. And, yeah, for little girls, it's so easy. They just sense it. They cannot explain it. But when they see it in a portrait of themselves, they sense it. And, like, oh, I love myself. Oh, I love how I look. So that's, like, instant. It's like blueprint for the rest of their life. I am beautiful. And they'll just carry them with themselves.
Wow. I love that it goes back to when you were 16 as well, or, yeah. you know, that you saw a picture of yourself, that it comes full circle, that there is this mirror, and there must be just something breathtaking to be able to see a picture of yourself as an angel or a fairy or a princess or a goddess or something that you might fantasize or dream about or vision about, and then to actually see it come as a reality to life and to see yourself in that leading role.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It isn't like differentiation. Why someone, why I might dress up someone as a fairy or an angel, because some women or little girls, but you smoke, you like, I can sense it better in women because, like, their personality, we're more like, you know, we know who we are, right? So some women, they basically have this angelic essence about them. Some women have the fairy essence about them, and I sense it. And then I like make, and some of them may know that, and some of them may have no idea. But I send them that, and then I make suggestions for them. Oh, let's photograph you dress up as an angel, or let's photograph you dress up as a fairy.
Well, we're going to go jump to a break, but when we come back, I'd love to talk more about this fairy kingdom world and what it's like to actually step into it. And to create it and bring it to life. So more with Yelena Yahantova. Is that how I say it? Am I saying it properly?
Yelena Yahantova.
Beautiful. We return here on Passionate Living.
I wrote some words, I wrote some lines, try to read some knowledge in a book off my shelf. I found some wisdom in the words. I've been told it's nothing new. You're growing old, son. No, it's all the same. The story's told. It's just a song I've never heard. I lay myself between my sheets and try to sleep some. All lost there in my bed. Covers off. There's too much heat inside my head.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome back to Passionate Living. Tonight we have such a special show, and I'm just so honored and so privileged, and it's such a joy and such a pleasure to be speaking with Yelena, because we're talking with somebody who is a photographer of joy. And if you could actually close your eyes and think about that for a second, what does joy feel like to you? What does joy look like to you? What is the essence and the energy of joy? And imagine if you had the gift and talent to capture that on film. It is one of the most unique, special, beautiful, extraordinary talents I've ever come across in this entire world. And Yelena possesses it, and her work is beyond art. It's beyond photography, it's beyond life, because it actually has an energy that takes you and moves your spirit and soul to a higher dimension and a higher place just by being able to look at it. And so right before the break, we were talking about stepping into roles like a fairy or a princess or an angel, and how just even being able to put an outfit on and being able to be taken out into nature and to connect with the all that is. And then to have you work with somebody. And so now they're dressed up and they're in this energy field of the clothing and in this energy field of nature. What do you say at that point to them to bring that character or that spirit or that essence to life?
By the time we're dressed up and we're in nature, like, I almost don't have to say anything. Of course, I say, like, some empowering, some encouraging word, but, like, we are ready. I do, I forgot to mention, actually, before we start a photo session, I do a little meditation, and we do put intention before we start and, like, behind the whole photo experience process. Like, I don't do it without intention. Like, what do we want? And I do ask my clients, like, what we want to say themselves with these photographs, right? So it's like creative collaboration, and their ideas, their desires, and my vision, my ideas all together. So I just sometimes I will like scream and yell, just joy, beauty, or something like, you're gorgeous, you're powerful. It just depends. It just depends on each client and what we're doing and what we want to achieve.
That's so amazing. That's so much fun. And do you enjoy having somebody take a picture of you?
Yes, actually, I do. I was photographed earlier today. I was in the awards ceremony where I was a nominee for Women of Influence Award. And so we did a lot of photos, and someone was like, oh, usually photographers don't like to be photographed, but Yelena, you're like natural model. I'm like, yeah, I love it. I love like both sides.
That's
behind
really
the camera and in front of the camera. Yeah.
That's just fantastic. And now you have a very active Facebook page. And so you do, I mean, of all Facebook pages, because people are, I think people just when they have a bad day, just go to your Facebook page just to look at the pretty pictures. And they're like, oh, look, everybody looks so happy or something there. So they must just pop in just to get a little, you know, scoop up of let's be happy today or something, or let's feel better about ourselves or our lives. It's like looking at puppies or something, you know, when you look at your...
That's so true, because people lacking joy, people lacking happiness in our life. And this is why I gave this name for my business, which been like, what, 11 years in business? It's been 11 years I've been in business, and I relocated a little bit over a year ago. I relocated from Indiana to California, and I remember I was considering, oh my God, I'm so focused on, you know, portraying women as goddesses. I was considering renaming my business something goddess related, but then like, no, like joy is really important part. And like the reason I like started it back in 2005 is, you know, like, yes, I do goddesses, I do all these different portraits, but like the main thing, yes, it's joy. It's about celebrating you. Celebrating your life, celebrating everything, like your uniqueness. So this way it's joy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, and I think it just like comes naturally for me. And I've been told so many times that my laughter is contagious. So just easy for me. So I just make my photo sessions fun, and we laugh a lot with my clients because it just comes naturally to me. And then it helps my clients to relax and just like feel this joy, and they laugh with me as well.
That's so beautiful. When you talk about goddess work, what does being a goddess mean to you? What does that look like to you?
Yes. So for me, what is a goddess? Because, you know, I look at definition in a dictionary, and I can tell you dictionary definition, and then I'll tell you my definition. So dictionary definition is female god or deity. That's number one. Number two, women of extraordinary beauty and charm. And number three, meaning greatly admired or adored woman. That's like American dictionary. And my definition, what is a goddess? A woman who knows who she is. A woman who is deeply in touch with her spiritual, feminine, divine essence. And a woman who is deeply connected to nature, to Mother Nature, and therefore she's deeply connected to a wild side of herself. That's my definition of a goddess.
Mm-hmm. That's just perfect. It's interesting because I have three radio shows, you know, Passionate Living, Unlimited Life, which is all new medicine, science, technology, alternative health, alternative healing, which I also bring to this hour as well, because I love cross-pollinating the shows and bringing on new extraordinary guests. And then my Bridal Talk Radio, which is everything for brides, whether they're starting relationships or they've been married 25 years. And the through line through all of the shows that I've been working on really is that heart-centered desire to live that happily ever after. to live the vision, to live the dream, to know it's possible to have that kind of unbridled life that they've always imagined. And your definition of a goddess just is like a peacock. It expands that desire. It really does. It gives it wings. It gives it flight. It gives it color. It gives it beauty. It gives us lusciousness and a platform on which to stand. I think it's such a powerful definition. I really do.
Thank you. And actually, I just remember a client told me, she was looking like a creative photograph. Like I photographed on this particular woman, you know, as angel, and then kind of like flamenco dancer. Like we did different images, but one image, she was like wild woman, completely like not from this world, like out of this world. And that was her favorite. Like she loved many, many images, like a few dozens of them. But that was her favorite image. And she's actually, from artistic point of view, that was very simple image from artistic point of view. So I asked her, why is it your favorite? And she told me, when I look at this image, I feel like I take on the entire world. I can accomplish anything.
That's so powerful, Yelena. I mean, it's just amazing. And if we could all feel like we're taking on the entire world, what a different planet it would be. What a different consciousness. How different we would treat each other. And what a beautiful, fabulous, lovely, just harmonious space this would be. And for those of you that are listening to this program today and are with us and joining us on this show, this is actually a very rare occasion and opportunity, because for years and years and years and years, it has been my goal to strive and to bring you the very top experts in their field from around the world, and whatever that is, whether that's new medicine, new science, new technology, new art, whether that's coaching, whether that's fashion, whether that's in the entertainment industry, whatever it is that they are at the very pinnacle and top 1% at. And to bring you the keys and the tools and the secrets and the doorways and the pathways and the windows to be able to create and live that unlimited life. And very often I'm interviewing people from around the world who I've researched, who I've admired, who I've read about. But very often they're people that I myself have not had the experience of diving into the pool. They're people that either from afar I'm familiar of their work, or I know them because we've worked on the same stages and I know the results of what they've done. But I can tell you from a personal experience, which is such a rare treat, that I had the extraordinary experience of having a photo session with Yelena, and that one photo session changed my life. And I have never had an experience to touch it since. And as many times as I've been photographed in all of the television shows I've been on and all of the films and all of the movies, and as many times as I've been in front of the camera, I have never had such a remarkable, special, elating, personal, glorious experience than I did have in working with you. And I just wanted to share that out there with the world.
Oh,
so,
my God. Nicole, you're making me cry.
Truly. You're such a gift. And I know we're jumping to the break in just a minute, but before we jump to the break, just let people know how they could find you and your work.
Yes, the best way actually is through Facebook. As you mentioned, I'm there all the time. So it's facebook.com/Yelena.photographer of joy. And I'll tell you how to spell Yelena, Y-E-L-E-N-A. So Facebook... facebook.com/Yelena.photographer of joy. One word, photographer of joy.
Find her. Her work is amazing, and it's an experience you will never forget. And people always talk about their wedding photographs, how, you know, they look back when they're 80 or they're 90 or they're 110 and say, I remember that day, or the day they graduated from college, or their day their baby was born, and that baby photograph. And there are some pictures that you look at 100,000 quadrillion times in your lifetime, and each and every time there's a joy in looking at that photograph, her work does the same thing. You can't look at the photographs enough, and each and every time you look at them, you emotionally get involved, and it's there are pictures that you would look at over and over and over and over and over and over again for the rest of your life and want to share with everybody you know and even people that you don't, just because you know that it would touch them so deeply. So find her, absolutely, and give yourself a treat in one of the most extraordinary experiences you can imagine. And more with Yelena on Photography of Joy when we return here on Passionate Living.
It's all a new day, enough to go gray, and I know the way that you're feeling. So easily straight, giving lost your way, you go out and stay out for 3 days. So where are you, friend? This isn't the end, just hold on, the dark clouds are lifting. It's all a new day, so don't turn away, it won't last the way that you're feeling. Say that you...
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living, talking with Yelena, photographer of joy. Thank you so much. As I was saying, photography, and she really is a photographer of beyond joy and effervescence and life and all of beauty, all of glory. And right for the break, we were talking about goddesses. And one of my questions, I guess, is how do you treat a goddess? Would you... Is that a good question? Is that a good man question? Okay, men, take notes.
How do you treat a goddess? Everything comes from within yourself, your relationship with yourself. And even though I've been portraying other women as goddesses since 2002, it took me many years being comfortable when someone called me a goddess. First, mm-hmm. I remember, like, when I was just starting, you know, portraying women as goddesses, and, like, I remember, like, my male friends, they would say, oh, my God, your work is amazing. You're a true goddess yourself. I remember, like, I would shrink inside me because I was like, oh, I'm not a goddess. Yeah, these women, they are goddesses. I am not a goddess. So it took me a long, long journey. It was taking years being comfortable in owning my goddess essence. It just it's all come self-worth and self-love. That's all it is. And inner work you do on yourself, like when you getting closer and closer to the vision you have for yourself and your dreams and what you want of life, you like gain this self-respect, self-love as well with that. It's again, it's in the relationship. So now it's easy for me. Yes. I am a goddess. I am a goddess.
You are indeed. You absolutely are. I feel like
we
a little kid
are.
Your hand,
yes.
You're going, ooh, and I'm like, I want to do that too. I want to be one too. It's so much fun. And it's such a gift having you here. And I know we only have a couple minutes left. And, you know, I wish I could just talk to you for hours and hours and days because it's always so interesting for me. And I always learn so much from you. And you're just such a remarkable artist that I, you know, have been following you for years and will continue to follow you. And honestly, when, not to say that I have bad days because, you know, I'm Nicole Brandon and, you know, all of this, I should always be at high level of joy. But some days when I'm not at, you know, a million trillion percent and I have a little baby dip, I honestly can look at your pictures and there's always, in like 5 seconds, it brings me back up. The energy level, it's like filling myself with just some gloriousness and something sweet and beautiful in life, whether it's looking at your nature or the expressions or the beautiful poses or these just incredible scenes and sets and energetic fields. It's just fabulous. And So I'm going to thank you for all of the days you have made my life happier and all of the beautiful photographs along the way. And as we close, I always love to ask my guests, this show is called Passionate Living. And so what does leading and living a passionate life mean to you?
Passionate life. From my journey, right? Photography is my second career, as I mentioned. And but it's been photography art been my life since I've been a teenager. So just follow your heart, because this inner voice inside of me, you know, I started it as a teenager, but then I chose a different career, you know, working on PhD, working as a teacher at the university. But I remember I was enjoying that, but like this inner voice, like, photography, photography art, like I want to be a photography artist. And she's like, wouldn't leave me for years. So trust this inner voice, trust this inner knowing what is your passion, what is your mission in this life to do. Just trust it and follow it, because it took me years before I finally came to that. And just like, I give up my PhD, I give up my university teaching career, and just, I'm a photography artist. And I just took this as a second career, and I've been doing it ever since for the last, what, 13 years. Yep.
That's a fantastic answer. And to me, you're so brave. Yeah, I mean, you've jumped countries, you've jumped states, you've jumped careers. I mean, truly, you are the essence, you know, of the today woman, even though you might have a photograph that looks like it was taken in the Renaissance or something, you know, from another world or the day the earth was born. I mean, your photographs really are ageless and timeless and limitless. And the fact that you yourself kind of lead and live a life like that is just such a beautiful example. And I just wanted to let you know how special you are and how special your work is. And for all of you that are listening, just her work, I promise you, even if you just flip on the Facebook page, your day is going to get better, because there's just something lovely. Truly, there's just something lovely in the images. When I was a little girl, my father used to have a PGA golf tour book on the coffee table. And it was all of these pictures of all these different golf courses. And of course, as a little girl, I didn't know anything about golf. Not that I know now, but especially as a little girl. But I know that when I would flip through the book, that just the pictures of the grass and the lakes and the beautiful trees just made my day better. It like calmed my spirit and my soul, and it really helped. And then I could go back and do my homework or play or whatever it was that I was doing. But there is something about looking through those pictures. And as an adult, I have found that same energy and that same draw and that same magnitude and that same opening of my heart and spirit and soul in looking at your work. And so I just wanted to thank you for all that you do and you bring to so many people. You're so humble about your work, which is incredible, because you're just uberly talented.
Thank you so much, Nicole. From the bottom of my heart, it's such a delight to reconnect with you, like over these years on this radio show. Thank you so much for inviting me, and you're an inspiration for me. You're an inspiration with all your accomplishment and what you do in this world, and just who you are. It just is like radiant, amazing, powerful, magical woman. Like, I want to be like next to you and just hang out with. So thank you.
Well, anytime. And I thank you so much for the compliment as well. And so for all of you that are out there, Yelena and myself are wishing you a happy life, a joyful life, a blissful life, a life where all of your wishes and wants and desires and dreams come true. And as Yelena has shared in this show, just so unbelievably in such a powerful way, that the essence of joy lives inside each of us. And whether it's a camera that's capturing it, or whether it's a person in front of you and the shutters are their eyes, when you let your joy fly and you allow yourself to be in the essence of that power and that beauty and connected to nature and light and the all that is, something magical happens and it just ripples through your entire life, your entire world, and into others, as her, you know, photographs just so gracefully show us. And so a true gift to all. And we look forward to seeing you next week here on Passionate Living and also on our new time on Tuesdays. So make sure you join us there. And we are wishing you a passionate life filled with blessings and joy.